Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is estimated annuitized $149 million.
It's a moment that millions of Americans wait for each week.
Now, let's see if we can make you a millionaire tonight.
The chance to win a huge, life-changing amount of money.
A check for $10,000.
But now, some states are experimenting with a different kind of lottery. One where you won't necessarily win, but you can't lose.
Yay!
It's something called a prize-linked savings account. And 27-year-old Crystal Rose Huddleston was intrigued by a poster for one when she walked into her local credit union in Seattle earlier this year.
It had this girl, she was really cute too, cute clothes and cute hair, and she had this sign up, and you just need $25. And I thought to myself, well, what is this?
It was for a savings program called Save to Win. For every $25 a member puts into their account, they are entered to win small monthly prizes ranging from $50 to $100, but also the chance to win one of four bigger prizes of $5,000 next spring. Even if you don't win, you get to keep the money plus interest. The prize money is put up by the credit unions and their regional association as an incentive to get members to save. The idea is new to the U.S., but it's been around for decades all over the world. At least 18 countries have prize-linked savings options, including the U.K.
They found that won 5,000 smackers and gleefully did shout, "That's fine."
"It's mine."
"No, mine."
"No,
tomorrow,
mine."
Buy premium bonds, win something really worth arguing about.
Back in Washington State, Crystal signed up for Save to Win.
I'm not going to lose anything, so why not? And I keep telling everybody it's my version of gambling.
What Crystal found in Washington State is also offered in three other states. In Nebraska, nearly 1,500 savers are competing for an annual $25,000 grand prize. In North Carolina, more than 1,800 savers are vying for an annual $30,000 grand prize. And in Michigan, where the program has been around since 2009, 12,500 savers are entered into a chance to win six grand prizes of $10,000 each. It's all meant to remedy America's dismal savings rate, which has declined by more than half over the last four decades. In fact, today, more than a quarter of all Americans have no savings at all. But Derek Kilmer has been working to change that.
The problem with not saving is it can often mean you're a crisis away from, as we've seen in some cases, living in your car or losing your home or having your lights shut off.
As a Washington state senator, Kilmer sponsored legislation in 2011 to allow credit unions, which are regulated by the state, to offer Save to Win.
Why isn't just the reward of compounding interest enough to make people save? I mean, why do you actually need this prize to get people to save?
Why do people play the lottery, or why do people gamble, period? It's with the hope of winning something more. There's a sense that this actually makes savings fun.
As a full-time student studying to become an aircraft mechanic, saving isn't usually fun for Crystal Rose Huddleston. She's paying for school on her own by also working full-time.
I think the most I've ever had in my savings account, honestly, now that I think about it, is probably about $500.
Sharon Hall is the CEO of Express Credit Union, where Crystal is a member. They are one of six credit unions offering Save to Win in Washington State.
When you first heard about this whole idea, what was your reaction?
My reaction was, yes, I want to play. I want to play.
Since launching in April, Express has signed up dozens of Save to Win accounts, which are structured as 12-month certificates of deposit, or CDs. Hall says even though the accounts aren't profitable for the credit union, she's encouraged by the results so far. The Save to Win accounts average $573, which is more than four times the average savings balance at the credit union.
Do you really think this is going to change behavior or teach people the value of having a savings account?
I think it's forced behavior, which is really, I hate to say that, but the reason why they're CDs is because you have to keep it in there for 12 months. So if you've learned that you can live without that $25 for 12 months, it's a behavioral change.
Do you think the prizes are big enough to draw people in?
Yeah, I think that the grand prize is. And the more financial institutions that participate, the bigger the prize is. You know, it's not going to be $1 million, but, you know, it's enticing enough to draw new people into your financial institution.
Most members at Express Credit Union are low income, and Melissa Carney thinks that PrizeLink savings accounts will particularly appeal to low-income Americans who spend a disproportionately high share of their income playing lotteries.
It's often thought that people are irrational when they play the lottery, but I would challenge that assumption. If you're a low-income individual, how else can you potentially win enough money to buy a house or really change your life?
Carney is an economist at the University of Maryland and director of the Hamilton Project at the Brookings Institution. She thinks these lottery-based accounts help people save by leveraging their desire to win big.
If you have low savings deposits, which many low and moderate income individuals do, you're only accumulating a few dollars every month or even every year. And it will take them 10 years to accumulate enough interest payments on, let's say, a low deposit checking account to make any sort of down payment or big purchase. And this changes that.
But does PrizeLink savings actually help people save more money? Carney helped design an experiment to find out.
The results were quite striking. What we're able to say at the end of the day is that for a given amount of interest payment, they can actually entice a lot more deposits and more savings if they structure the interest to have some lottery or prize link component to it.
The results were consistent with what's been seen in Michigan, where the average amount saved with Save to Win has grown dramatically since being launched in 2009. So why aren't PrizeLink savings sweeping the U.S.? Turns out, the biggest obstacle to expanding these types of savings accounts is federal law. Unlike state-regulated credit unions, it's illegal for banks, which are federally chartered institutions, to participate in lotteries. But a new bipartisan bill, introduced in both the U.S. Senate and House in October, could make PrizeLink savings accounts much more widely available.
The bill that we offered is called the American Savings Promotion Act.
Derek Kilmer is now a Democratic congressman, and he's a co-sponsor of the legislation in the House, along with Republican Tom Cotton of Arkansas.
At the very least at the federal level, I'd like to see us remove an impediment to financial institutions offering this innovative product.
At the end of the day, is it really teaching people to be better savers, or is it just teaching them to do this just because you might get a prize?
To some degree, this is basically intermittent positive reinforcement. So as someone saves more money, they earn more chances, and that's positive reinforcement to save more money. And I think that's a good thing. I mean, we've just gone through some of the most difficult financial years a nation can go through. And so I think there's an appreciation for the value of a tool like this to help people save.
Crystal Rose Huddleston is convinced Save to Win has helped her save more money, especially after she got some surprising news last month.
So have you won anything yet?
Yes, I won $50. I was so excited about it.
What did you do with the money that you won?
I reinvested it right back into the CD. Because every $25 increment, you get your name put back into the drawing. And I would be an idiot if I didn't put it back in to get my name put back in the drawing two more times. So it went straight back in.